Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
92.9 The Game. The horn sounds. Catching up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. G&G keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at G&G.com. Because these days, simple is just what you need.
Hawks back in action tonight. And down at State Farm Arena, our coverage beginning here at 7, right? It's a shorty show for Chris tonight. And then leading into the pregame show. And then they get the Lakers tomorrow. What's the Lakers injury update real quick before we talk to Steve Coonan? Oh, no. LeBron, obviously.
LeBron has started doing, or his next step is 5-on-5 work. They're on a road trip right now. They're going to be here in Atlanta. He is not traveling on the road trip. So they're saying, like, towards the middle of this month, maybe the 18th is the target date for his
And you know what?
His debut.
I know this only because of working the games for FanDuel the last few years. LeBron actually took a lot of pride in being able to play in Atlanta because it was the one time once a year, right? You only get him once a year. And you go back and look at his career, every time he's come through, even when he's been sick, ankles hurt, whatever, he's played. So this is a very unusual situation for most Hawks fans who get a chance to see LeBron when they come in. But this is usually later in the year, too. This is kind of early for them to come in. They usually come in the spring. But nevertheless, so no LeBron. Is Luka available? What's going on with Luka?
Luka is available. Soft body Luka, yeah. A lot of soft body injuries right now. They were thinking he would not be available right now, but he came back a couple games ago. He's been playing, so.
All right. We'll see what
happens. Austin Reeves is the one who is out currently.
Okay. So this is a banged up Lakers team then coming in here.
It is. But they've still kind of managed to keep their head above water. They're 7-2.
I know.
Yeah. Even Bronny's getting time right now, so.
Yeah, and by the way, Bronny's got some ups, man. He caught an alley-oop the other night. I was like, oh, okay, Bronny.
He also tried to block Wimby's shot or get in the way of Wimby, and wasn't a very good idea.
No contest. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. Quick reminder, join the morning shift. Guys, every Friday for the tailgate at home, it's presented by Publix. They do it every Friday, and it's a lot of fun. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday with the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's talk to Steve Coonan, who's joining us, Hawks CEO. Steve, what are you doing? What's going on with you today? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. Excited about, a couple of games at State Farm Arena.
Tonight's a big cup game. Wait till you see the court. It is red.
Well, you know what? Every year you guys change it, right? Every year they change that.
Yeah.
Is that the league or is that us? How does that happen?
It's the league.
Okay.
It's the league. Trust me, I would not authorize this court. It's wild.
Well, it brings.
And as an old TV guy, red doesn't look great on TV when it's that dominant.
Gotcha. Well, look, it brings something extra. We almost won the cup last year, for those who don't remember.
Well, we've got a shot. Tonight is probably the most important game in the tournament for us.
Okay.
Because we beat Toronto tonight. The next game we play is Washington, who have won one game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might be heading back to Vegas, baby.
It'd be nice.
So not counting chickens. But yep. I like it.
It'd be nice. All right. We were just talking about, you know, LeBron. I was mentioning the last, pick it, 10 years or so. When LeBron has come to town, he's out for the Lakers tomorrow. But we know that he's suffering, I think, it's sciatica. But I was saying, when these stars come to town, though, Steve, you know, and they have that one chance, LeBron's always taken pride in wanting to play in Atlanta. He's not missed, I don't believe, a lot of games. As a matter of fact,
he never missed a game in Atlanta.
Yeah. So that's what you want as fans, and I wish more guys in the league took it that way. I know one year he was sick, and we were like, oh, is he going to play? He ended up playing. And I only bring that up to bring up the whole load management thing. There are stars in this league who still take pride in wanting to play on the road because they know this is the only time those fans are going to get a chance to see him.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best at it, and I do think the problem has rectified itself quite a bit. You know, when we go out on the road now and Trey's on the bench, we disappoint a lot of people.
Mm.
You know, but that's a injury. I mean, a real injury. And so I think that fans understand injury. LeBron hasn't played a game rather than load management, which, you know, I agree with you. But I do think that that problem has abated a bit. I mean, it used to be crazy and it's gotten better and competition has forced it to be better.
Mm. Steve, when you look at the NBA Cup as a fan product, do you notice anything different? Do the fans look at it differently? Do we see a bigger sign of attendance or anything like that? I'm just kind of curious how, after a couple of iterations of this NBA Cup.
TV ratings are up and attendance are up for Cup. And
really?
I'm telling you, when you're flipping around tonight and you see that court, you know something different's going on. And that literally was the idea behind that a group of us had to, how are you going to stop people in their tracks and tell them it's something different? And the best way to do it was the court. So, you know, we talked the NBA into doing different courts and got to give them credit. And they might have had a few beers one night because they are nuts.
Yeah, and I will say the intensity did pick up. We've seen this, right, at these games. That's the other part of it. Oh, Zeno showed me.
I just saw the court, yeah.
Zeno just showed me a
picture
red.
Of it.
Wow.
It's red.
Yeah. You're right.
Wow.
It does pop.
So when you're a player and you walk out for warm-ups and you see that, you know something's going on. You know tonight's not an average grind 81 of 82 nights.
Agreed.
And so, you know, come on down tonight. There's standing room only tickets on the market, and obviously there's always tickets on the market. But tonight should be a lot of fun.
Steve, what about the NBA? I'm looking at this now. The NBA's your base league may launch next year?
Yeah, what, 2 years.
Okay, so what's the deal here? This is in FIBA and the NBA are collaborating on this?
FIBA and the NBA. So you look in Paris. By the way, look at some of the best players in the NBA, including our own Zachary Rifache, who lit it up the other night, are European. You know, Luka coming in tomorrow night, European.
Yeah.
So there is a strong idea to sell franchises similar to the Hawks in 12 European cities. And one day, as supersonic travel is getting closer and closer to being able to fly from Atlanta to London in 3 hours, I think you could see schedules that include London, Spain, Germany playing games against each other. So the first part is to start a league in Europe. NBA type arenas, NBA quality players, and expand from there as air travel, you know, enables you to fly and compete closer to Europe than you are to California.
And the NBA would be backing this, obviously. They would be a partner in this. Yes.
Correct. It would be part of, you know, as a team, we are a 1/30th member of the NBA. So there's huge enthusiasm around the teams of not only developing our game on a global basis, but expanding and extending our game to competition on a global basis in the future.
It looks like, I'm reading this, 16 teams, the model calls for 12 permanent franchises, to Steve's point, including in Spain, France, Italy, Germany, Greece, Turkey. It's just hard to imagine how that would look in connection with the NBA, but it is fascinating as the league tries to go.
I think for a while it'll look much more like the G League than it does the NBA.
Right, right.
But like Real Madrid, where Luka played, that's real competition.
Hmm. Steve, as far as this year's team is concerned, obviously with the injury to Trey, but I like the tempo. I like the way it feels right now. It doesn't feel like this is a team missing their star at this point in time.
No, I mean, it's been a short sample size in fairness, but Dyson Daniels and Jaylen bringing up the ball, obviously, in no disrespect to Trey, but obviously we're replacing Trey with much bigger guys, longer and leaner and bigger. So our defensive intensity has moved up. I think we're number 13 in the league in defense, and again, small sample size, 8 games. But I do think that it's something, that we'll hopefully develop and see. And when he comes back, because look, Trey brings so much, especially to the end of the game. He is a closer. How many games have you been to or watched where Trey's gotten that bucket that you need, or Trey's gotten that foul and gone to the line and made the shot? So those are the things that, besides everything else that Trey brings, but he truly is a game closer. And it was great the other night because we were up by 20 pretty much the whole game, so we weren't in that situation. But I'll be, hopeful and curious to see what happens. But very optimistic, and you're starting to see the quality of talent on the court is better than we've had in the last couple of years.
I want to ask you about your spread in Atlanta Magazine, because I opened it and went, huh?
I have not seen it.
I was like, what? Yeah, you've not seen it. It's great, by the way. They did a really good job.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's you along with the three other gentlemen they spoke to in regards to what's going on downtown. I just wanted to talk to you about the interview. I've not even read it. I just, how I scrolled through a magazine and I opened it and your face was there. I was like, Steve, what are you doing?
Sorry.
But the entire article has to do with the transformation of downtown. And I just want you to talk about a little bit. What were they asking you and what did you get out of that?
Look, every city, every great city in the world, and this is one of the greatest cities of the world, has a great downtown. And Atlanta doesn't. And part of it was literally the physics of Atlanta 135 years ago was called Terminus. Mm-hmm. And all the train lines ended here. And where they ended is exactly where we are downtown. And so working with Tony Ressler's brother on Tony's idea and vision of building, in essence, LA Live, live, work, and play across from Mercedes-Benz Stadium and State Farm Arena, we have been able to take 50 acres that was 41 feet below street level and build up a platform, which is the complexity I can't even explain to you, as it's taken 9 years. That is street level, and now we're going to build one of the great developments in this country. That is where you will go to have great dinners, great drinks, great activities, 5,300-seat Live Nation Music Theater, COSM, which is the Sphere of Sports, and a whole bunch of stuff that will be announced over the next several months, as well as 3,000 apartments where you can live downtown, work downtown, play downtown. So it's a real honor and a privilege to be part of that and work on that also, besides my day job.
Yeah. Well, it's in Atlanta Magazine. If you guys want to check it out, it's really cool talking about all of that and the vision for what I think is going to make us, even a bigger and better city, and especially with the events we have coming in, Steve. All that stuff's going to be ready for the World Cup?
The Mitchell, which is 304 luxury apartments, is open and leasing really well. The Hotel Phoenix, which is 19 stories and literally looks into Mercedes-Benz Stadium from the rooftop bar, will be open. COSM says it will be open. The Live Nation Theater will not be open, but the exterior will be complete. And hopefully we will have a fan plaza where we can host 2,000 to 3,000 people a night watching games and having a few refreshments.
Incredible.
And then more to come.
Yeah, it really is. It's very cool. All right, before we let you go, how much were you sweating last week with the Florida game? Dogs at Miss State this weekend.
Well, I have to admit, I did predict the Dogs would win by over 70, and I was obviously wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I understand. And I can break down a few breaks that we missed that we should have been up there, at least in the high 50s. That said, who doesn't love how tenacious and how gritty and how tough this team is? So I was at a wedding of a dear friend's son. Thank God they had a program that was larger than my phone, so I snuck my phone in the program, took an aisle seat, and watched the game and cheered heartily for the bride when the Dogs were on offense and when they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Won that game. It was one of the best weddings I've ever been to. So congratulations to Kevin and Dory for a great wedding and a great Dogs victory.
Yeah, pretty cool. A day to be remembered, no doubt. Well, Steve, appreciate you stopping by as always. Tonight, Hawks, Toronto. Tomorrow, it's Lakers, as he said. Tickets still available, some standing room. If you want to make your way down there to State Farm, great environment. It's a lot of fun. And we're
stand off at the bar, have a few pops, yeah, and watch a game.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.